Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. You know, lately I've been overwhelmed by the whole wellness industry. So much information out there about flaxseed, pelvic floor, serums, and anti-aging. So I launched a newsletter. It's called Body and Soul, to share expert-approved advice for your physical and mental health. And guess what? It's free. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/body and soul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/body and soul. I promise it will make you happier and healthier.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour already of the Jesse Kelly Show. And remember, if you missed any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Google, Spotify, and iTunes. On iTunes, leave a 5-star rating in a review talking about how handsome I am. I'm going to get back to this. I have Bill Gates stuff I want to get to and DOJ stuff, and I have to get to more emails and things like that. But I do want to address something someone asked me about Vietnam, why I don't talk much about it. You can hear my preliminary thoughts. Go download the podcast. I gave them to you last segment. But here are my thoughts on it. Chris asked me during the break. He said, is fighting communism a good or bad thing? Well, it's obviously always a good thing. Kind of. And here's what I mean. If you're going to actually stop it from coming here, then is a good and noble thing. And I realize why Vietnam happened. I get it. I realize there was this scare, extreme scare, especially after Korea, and especially with everything that was going on in the world, and frankly, not an illegitimate scare, that communism was spreading like wildfire and that it was going to destroy the world as we knew it. And so it ended up sucking us into Vietnam. My problem is this, and this is going to sound cold because it is cold, but I consider this life to be cold. I am not a believer. This is going to make me sound like a mass murderer, Chris. Oh, well, it's fine. I'm not a believer in half conquest. I believe half conquest is one of the most evil things you can do. Now, I realize conquest is bad, but half conquest is worse. And here's what I mean. This is a great example. Let's set Vietnam aside for a moment. Let's talk about America. Let's focus on us. Let's talk about America. How are the Indian tribes doing today? They're a complete and utter disaster. If you go to the Indian reservations, and I've been around many because they're all over Montana, they're all over Oklahoma, they're all over everywhere. Indian reservations are a
disaster. The drugs, the crime, the substance abuse, the depression, the poverty. With almost without exception, Indian reservations are a disaster. Now, why do we have those? Because we were founded by Christians, and because no matter what your kids' history teacher tells them today, there was always a huge debate and a huge amount of hand-wringing over what we should and shouldn't be doing with the Indians who were here as we're conquering the country. Because that's what we did. We conquered the country, and we began to conquer it out west, and we're running into these Indian tribes, and some people were all, hey, let's just kill them all. And then some people were all, that's not very Christian. Let's be very nice to them. And then some, and so at the end result of all that was, instead of just conquering it and saying assimilate or leave or die, instead we said, no. Here's a big chunk of land. You just keep doing what you were doing. And I say that as everyone knows by now, I'm a huge fan of the Indian tribes. I just always love reading about them and whatnot. But we said, okay, you can have your own thing. All right, well, the proof is in the pudding. How'd that work out? Did it work out good for us as America? No, it's been a disaster. Did it work out good for the Indians? No, it's been a disaster. Because half conquest doesn't work. Half conquest doesn't work. Either don't conquer it or conquer it all the way. Same thing when it goes to terrible conflicts like Vietnam. When it comes to Vietnam, we never, just it's very similar to Afghanistan, actually, although Vietnam was so much worse when it comes to loss of life. We didn't give our guys a chance because they had no realistic mission at all. Just kill a bunch of them. That doesn't do anything. If you want to go to war in Vietnam and you believe it's justified in your own mind, well, then start bombing North Vietnamese cities to rubble. Start marching in and occupying the place. Don't try to half conquer it. Don't try to just fight off the north. March your armies onto the shores and wipe out any human being who stands against you until the entire country isn't South Vietnam. It's just Vietnam going your way. Set up a nice little protectorate there, a nice trading post that'll work directly with you. Obviously, they'll be beholden to you, basically an American colony, and then sail on back home. That's conquest. But instead, we did what we've done so much in this country. And we try to, I want to go conquer it the right way. Actually, in fact, it's the GOP motto. I want to do it the right way. That's why we lose all the time. There's no right way. Go win. Go win. You know who decides what the right way is? You know who's deciding right now what the right thing to do is in Vietnam? The country that used to be North Vietnam. Instead, it's just Vietnam. You know why they're deciding the right way? Because they won. We didn't give our guys a chance because we fight wars in this country to be nice. We want to be the hero. I want it to look nice. I want everyone to be Captain America. No cussing, perfect teeth. Don't hurt anybody innocent when that's not how wars are fought. Who was the most successful army in history? This is arguable, but you would probably say the Mongols. If you wouldn't say the Mongols, they're on your top five. And people talk about them. Mass murderers and things like, oh, okay, yeah, you're right. They would take over a city of 500,000 and kill every man, woman, and child, and that's obviously terrible. And cats, yes, that's right. They would. They would kill all the pets. Is it terrible and awful? Yes. Do you want to be a country that builds mountains of skulls? No, you don't. But guess what? Mongols established a very, very peaceful, vast kingdom very, very quickly. Because everyone understood there would be no half conquest. Everyone was given the same ultimatum. You come out here now, you kneel before the Khan, you are now working for me. You can keep your religion, keep your culture, I don't give a crap. You pay taxes and send troops whenever I ask. So you can do that now, or I will kill everyone. And guess how many times you have to kill everyone in that situation? Not that many, and eventually everyone gets the message. I know that makes me sound like a barbarian. But when you take the emotion out of it, it's true. We didn't give our guys who went over there any kind of a chance to win. And plus, South Vietnam sucked. We should stop pretending like South Vietnam was some kind of bastion of freedom. South Vietnam sucked. Horrible, corrupt government. So a lot of the people in South Vietnam understandably didn't want that anymore. So they went with the daggone commies. All right, let's forget about that. Speaking of communists, let's talk about America's DOJ. Now, this is the problem we have. I'm not going to stay long on this, but DOJ refusing to turn over 400 documents that may show payoffs to Hunter and Jim Biden from Russia, China, and Ukraine. Now, I'm not going to dwell on this for a couple reasons. One, it doesn't need much expanding on, but two, you see that? You see how Joe Biden's DOJ, they recognize they work entirely for Joe Biden. They don't care how partisan something looks. They'll send the FBI after school board parents. They'll tell Republicans, nope, sorry, you don't get the Hunter Biden docs. We lost them. They fell in the paper shredder. Without hesitation, they will do it. Do you remember Trump's two AGs? Jeff, I have to recuse myself, Sessions, and Bill, well, we're not going to do a tit-for-tat bar. This goes back to what I've been saying again about this huge disaster speaker for the House that I'm supposed to be focusing on today. Why am I not talking about it? Why am I supposed to care? Why am I supposed to care? Right now, I've seen nothing that indicates we have a DC GOP that has any teeth at all. I've seen nothing. Nothing at all. You show me you have teeth before you ask me to care about whether we have it, whether they have it. It's Kevin McCarthy. It's Jim Jordan. It's Akeem Jeffries. Jesse, you should be talking about that the whole show. I don't care. Their side plays to win every single time. They don't care how something looks. They don't care. Well, I should recuse myself. This looks bad. This looks political. Those thoughts never enter their mind. Oh, well, it's not popular. We shouldn't do this. We might lose suburban women. Those loser thoughts never enter the mind of the communist. He's only interested in power and winning. Our side, pathetic. At all times, pathetic. And that's why I don't care. That's why I talk more about local now. That's why I try to get us to focus more about local now. All right, we're going to get to some more emails, mainly because I want to try to avoid the the number of American minors seeking sex changes. I'm going to get to that next, and it's really not good. It's really, really not good. I will say, men, speaking to you in particular, we have got to step up and be a lot louder and bolder as our culture rots from underneath us. We can't just rely on women, angry women, showing up at school board meetings. Don't get me wrong. I'm glad you're going, Mom. Please keep going. Dads, we have got to be a lot bolder when it comes to this. It is a man's job to protect society. It is. No, I don't care about you. Dad, you shouldn't say that. I say whatever I want. It is a man's job to protect society. Fellas, our kids are under assault in this country. We have got to get bolder. All right? We got to get bolder. Hey. You need a male vitality stack from Chalk, go get you one. But it's time to get bolder. Now, they're 35% off. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. You're too scared to go down and speak at that school board meeting? Get your T levels up 20% and see how you feel. Ladies, if it's up to you, then it's up to you. Get a female vitality stack. But go to choq.com. Promo code Jesse gets you that 35% off a subscription. It has to be a subscription. We have to fight against all the estrogens in the water out there. We have to be bold. Let's go do it. Chalk.com, promo code Jesse. I love the boys at Chalk anyway. All right, let's get into this miners stuff. Hang on.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse
USA!
Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Tuesday. It's already Tuesday. Man, it feels like yesterday was only Monday. What, Chris? What? You're such a party pooper sometimes when we're out here.
Changing people's lives.
Hey, Pink Flower. I was reading the book, and the author talked about an American soldier cemetery in France that had the Statue of Liberty holding a dead soldier looking down at him. I can't find the picture of the statue anywhere online. Do you know about this? Chris, look this up. I don't know about this. Also, I live in Utah, and it's all full here, so tell people to find another red state to move to. Best wishes for you, and thanks for what you do. From Cody. No, move to Utah. Believe me, listen, Utah. And I love you. I told people last night to move to Utah because Utah is such a wonderful state. And I get some of these, and obviously it's all good natured. You put a big smiley face after it. If you're in Utah right now listening to the sound of my voice, or Texas, or Florida, or Arkansas, or Idaho, or anywhere, do you think you want more Jesse Kelly Show listeners in your state? I would argue those are the exact kind of people you want to move to your state. Are they not? Got this one. Jesse, is it wrong if I haven't gotten the COVID shot? You can read this on the air. I listen to you every night and I'm only 13. Brother, listen to me. You're 13 years old and you've withstood the largest propaganda campaign in history. You keep that crap out of your body. Forget, is it wrong? Brother, you are right and you are bold and you should pick your chin up and be proud of yourself. Be proud of yourself. All right? Now, I got that good stuff out of the way, because I have to bring this up really quickly. I'm not going to spend too long on this. We talk about culture a lot for a reason. Culture is hugely important. We brought up Sparta earlier in the show and how everything was focused on military stuff. Culture is not complicated. Culture is simply what your society incentivizes and what your society disincentivizes. If you're a child in America today and you are an amazing poet, you're an incredible poet, you would probably find a great outlet for that. People who support you, a good support system, because our culture would allow and support something like that. If you were a Viking, well, actually, Vikings had some good poems, but you get the idea. You may not find quite a support system, and your gift of poetry would probably die and never be heard of before, because they're more interested in you splitting somebody's skull open with an axe. Culture matters a lot. Culture will determine the direction so many children choose to go. The headline from the Post-Millennial is the number of American minors seeking sex changes has doubled since 2017. Now, it's not complicated why this is happening, because you can't actually change your gender. That's a lie. That's a lie that's pushed in every part of this culture. You're born a man, you're going to stay one forever. You're born a woman, you're going to stay one forever. I don't care how many parts of your body you chop off or add on. You can play Mr. Potato Head with yourself all day long. You are exactly how God made you, and that ain't going to change. But it is happening so often now with our children in this country. Because here in the U.S. of gay, that is now the new culture. That is the new national religion. And they see it everywhere they turn. Every single place you turn, you see this stuff now. It is celebrated. It is rubbed in your face everywhere. And as a result, young people who are pliable, you are pliable when your mind is still turning and churning and you're figuring out who you are. Young people are extra, look, adults are too, but young people are extra susceptible to what goes into their eyes and what goes into their ears. It's why I talk so much about putting your money where your morals are and avoiding Disney World and avoiding watching this and avoiding watching that or listening to this, even though I'm far away from perfect. It's really important that we do that because, well, if we don't, the results may be disastrous for our own families, for our loved ones. All right, we're done with that. We're done with that. I'm going to play you something I played a little earlier. Just want you to listen to this again. This is the director of the International Monetary Fund.
My message is the following. 2023 is going to be a difficult year for the world. And the silver lining.
I am hearing some ugly things. I've been telling you some ugly things about 2023. You know what you don't need for 2023? I know this for a fact. This is what you absolutely do not need. You don't need a $50,000 legal bill. Now, maybe you're sitting there saying, Jesse, I would never. Jesse, I don't commit crimes. Oh, no, 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 no. You don't understand. You don't have to do anything. You're a homeowner. That home title of yours is online. Because it's online, they're hacking them now. It's called home title theft. You don't have to take my word for it. Go look it up. It's sweeping the country. They'll hack into your home title, take multiple loans out against your home. you'll start getting late notices in the mail. The guy already took off with the cash. And you may think, well, I'll just call the bank and tell them it wasn't me. No, 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 you don't understand. You're going to court, Jack. And it's going to take a lot of time and a ton of money in legal fees to unwind what that piece of trash criminal has done, or they will evict you from your home. You got 50 G's laying around just in the old couch cushions? Oh, you don't? Go get Home Title Lock so it won't happen to you. Home Title Lock will shut anything down. They will shut it down. They will protect you. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Go sign up. They will make you whole if something happens. They will stop this thing from happening to you. It's the way to protect yourself. Consider it. I almost consider mine like a supplement for my insurance, because your home insurance ain't going to do it, by the way. They don't cover that kind of stuff. HomeTitleLock.com/Jesse. Protect yourself before you get a foreclosure notice on the door. All right. Bill Gates sucks, as you know. We need to talk about him. Mitch McConnell sucks, too. We're going to talk about him. And emails. So see, it's not all bad news, Chris. We're going to focus on me. We're not going to focus on you. So basically, it's going to be a great show. Hang on.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about your physical and mental health. Personally, I'm overwhelmed by the wellness industry. I mean, there's so much information out there about lifting weights, pelvic floors, cold plunges, anti-aging. So I launched Body and Soul to share doctor-approved insights about all of that and more. We're tackling everything. Serums to use through menopause, exercises that improve your brain health, and how to naturally lower your blood pressure and cholesterol. Oh, and if you're as sore as I am from pickleball, we'll help you with that too. Most importantly, it's information you can trust. Everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field, and you can write into them directly to have your questions answered. So sign up for Body and Soul at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. Taking better care of yourself is just a click away.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain, but those experiments are the most important scientific discoveries of the time.
I'm Evan Ratliff. Last season, we tackled the ingenuity of Elon Musk with biographer Walter Isaacson. This time, we're diving into the story of Benjamin Franklin, another genius who's desperate to be dusted off from history.
His media empire makes him the most successful self-made business person in America. I mean, he was never early to bed and early to rise type person. He's enormously famous. Women start wearing their hair in what was called the coiffure a la Franklin.
And who's more relevant now than ever.
The only other person who could have possibly been the first president would have been Benjamin Franklin. But he's too old and wants Washington to do it.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
In 1982, Atari players had one thing on their minds: Sword Quest. This wasn't just a new game. Atari promised $150,000 in prizes to four finalists, but the prizes disappeared. and what started as a video game promotion became one of the most controversial moments in 80s pop culture.
I just don't believe they exist. I mean, my reaction, shock and awe.
That sword was amazing. It was so beautiful.
I'm Jamie Loftus. Join me this spring for The Legend of Sword Quest, a podcast about the fall of Atari and the disappearing Sword Quest prizes. We'll follow the quest for lost treasure across four decades.
It's almost like a metaphor for the industry and Atari itself in a way.
Listen to The Legend of Sword Quest on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. I didn't realize my friend Darren Beatty interviewed the big man, interviewed Trump himself, until all that went.
But right. If you look at what I did, I gave the governors the choice. I mean, we have some governors that didn't close their states. If you look at Tennessee and South Carolina and a couple of others, they didn't close at all. I gave the governors the choice to do what they had to do. And because I was open to it either way, I could, you know, again, nobody knew. Nobody really knew. You know, this was a new phenomena.
Right.
When you heard pandemic, I thought that was a 100 or 200 or 500 year old kind of a thing that couldn't even happen. Who would think a thing like this could happen? And so Fauci didn't play the role that he played in the Biden administration with all of the shutdowns, lockdowns, and all of the things that he was doing. He was going rampant. But with me, the ones that I gave the authority to were the Republican, with the governors, including Democrat governors. Now, the Democrat governors shut them down, and the Republican governors largely kept them open or had limited, more limited, or they opened up sooner.
Okay. Dear Renaissance man, I'm going to pretend I'm calling in the show, so I will get right to the point. 2 years ago this week, I heard the Jesse Kelly Show for the first time on WRKO in Boston. Listen, thank you. His name is Bob. He said, that's worth celebrating. That's freaking cool. That is cool. Can you believe we've been on the air 4 years now, Chris? 4 years. 4 years ago, I walked into KPRC in Houston, 950 KPRC in Houston, to do a 7 to 8 o'clock at night show, a one-hour show. I'd never done a radio show ever. Sat down. I was supposed to have a different board op. Chris was just a board op back then, meaning he worked on virtually every show, just pressing buttons for every show. And I was supposed to have a different one. Yeah, a liberal. It was a liberal chick. I remember it was a liberal chick. In fact, I got warned by one of my buddies before I went in. They said, oh, she's going to hate you. And instead, I forget whether she called in sick or what. It was Chris that night, 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, sat down. And gosh, look at us today, Chris. Now I'm a huge, important celebrity with a, what, Chris? With a world-famous burger recipe. I've got a world-famous book that hasn't come out yet. It's going to be what? It's going to be really, really great. Mitch McConnell makes Senate history Tuesday as the longest-serving leader. Why? That's really inspirational. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you for all your service. Hey, look, again, we either start getting involved, more heavily involved in primaries, or we never change this. You're mad about that? Go look at Mitch McConnell's last Republican primary he ran in Kentucky. Look at the low number of Republicans who even bothered to show up, and the ones who did voted for Mitch McConnell overwhelmingly. We complain about these losers in the GOP over and over and over and over and over again, and we don't do the things, the little things necessary to try to fix it. Now, let's go to Bill Gates. You know I'm a big fan, right? Big Bill Gates fan. So let's focus on some things Bill Gates has been involved in. He believes the world needs to lose just a few billion people. On that note, he believes we should stop eating beef. And he's been buying up farmland, which he clearly is not going to use for the beef. He has tried to tell us that we should drink poop water. I'm not making that up. He's actually been on camera drinking poop water. He's been heavily, heavily involved, which is so weird because he was a computer guy. He's been super involved in pushing the COVID therapeutic out to the entire planet. Now, it appears he has a new passion, too, and it's animals.
Well, the Gates Foundation has partnered with DFID on a great number of things, and among those are work we do together on livestock, helping animals survive either by having vaccines or better genetics, helping them be more productive. It's making a big difference. I was down in Ethiopia.
I didn't know he was filming this on the set of The View.
You've seen how chickens are out there laying more eggs, getting more nutrition, and even some small savings into the household. So Edinburgh happens to be where a lot of the world's best work on this is done, and that's why DFID and the Gates Foundation are funding scientists here.
Man, I don't know. You know, I hate to be a cynic. You know, I would hate to be a cynic. If... It just kind of seems a little odd that the guy who stated on camera several times that we need to release our CO2 levels to zero, which is insane, by the way, that itself would kill the planet. But so he said we're way too overpopulated. We need to lose all these people. He's trying to take care of our vaccinations and our animals for us and our farmland. Huh. Boy, if I was a paranoid type, I would think maybe he doesn't have our best interest at heart. Is that out of line, Chris? I certainly don't want to speak out of turn, but I would guess that he doesn't have our best interest at heart. Maybe I'm just being nuts. Maybe I'm just being one of those Looney Tunes guys. Tinfoil on my head, whatever. Let's go back to the emails. Maybe you can email me, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. I was talking about conch last night, which we ate in the Bahamas, Chris. Jesse, so fish aren't good because you have said they're terrible. We only eat it because of the spices that are placed on. That's what I said. Sounds like how you describe that it's only the reason conch tastes good because of the spices. Let the pig eat. You can say my name. His name is Rick. Okay, well, first of all, we'll let the bar eat. Second, don't you dare compare conch to fish. That is not, I can eat conch straight out of the ocean, although I wouldn't, and you actually did make a good point. Dear designer dog Jesse. Okay, all right. You know what? That's not very nice. It's not a designer dog. Dear designer dog Jesse, every time you remind us that Fred is a golden doodle, I picture you driving an Audi SUV. Wearing Ugg boots and sipping a chai latte. Have you no shame, sir? Okay. I have explained this before. I'm going to explain again why I have a golden doodle. All right, because I grew up with normal dogs. We had Airedales when I was a kid, and then from there we moved on to Labs. We had black Labs and yellow Labs really my whole life. My oldest son has a pet allergy, okay? He has a pet allergy. He's allergic to pet hair. But he's a boy. Boys love dogs. They love dogs. He wanted a dog. They wanted a dog bad. They finally talked me into getting a dog. So I had to go looking. Excuse me. I had to go looking for a dog that wouldn't mess him up. A golden doodle was all I could find. Sorry, I had something in my throat there. Golden doodle was all I could find. It was all I could find that worked for him. So I didn't go out looking for a designer dog, all right? I was just going to go. I was going to go down to the pound. I was going to pick a mutt. I don't have high standards for my dog at all. But I had to get something that wouldn't make the kid's skin act up, and I couldn't take any chances on that, because what if I brought him home a new puppy that said, oh, sorry, you got an allergy. What, Chris? Yeah, they had the lizard. Yeah, exactly right. And now, I'm embarrassed to say, that big idiot just owns the whole family now. Not me, of course. I would never. But the rest of the family, he owns them. The oldest son who has a pet allergy, he slept with him last night. That's who we are. All right. Couple more emails, then headlines I didn't get to. Next. I've got an animal inside of me. This is Jesse Kelly.
It is
the Jesse Kelly Show. Final segment already of the Jesse Kelly Show. And I realized that we do have a bunch of sound bites that I didn't get to at all. So we're going to churn through a couple sound bites tonight. First, I want to make sure I pay homage to Dome out there.
Please raise your right hand and repeat after, well, not, don't repeat after me, but do take this seriously. Do you solemnly swear?
I love how unqualified she is. Anyway, here's an NC State announcer that got fired for saying this.
And amongst all the illegal aliens down in El Paso, it's UCLA 14 and Pittsburgh 6.
By the way, you can't say basic truths in this country. There are tons of illegal aliens in El Paso. So now the guy got fired. That's what you mean. That's what I mean by culture. We are now the counterculture. They own the entire culture. They do. Did you hear Senator Mark Kelly of Arizona got called Mark Lewis?
Rose's Miss Gabby Giffords alongside her husband here, Senator Mark Lewis.
That's embarrassing. Also, keep your kids out of government schools unless you want this person educating them.
Not allowing a child to use puberty blockers is simply just transphobic. It just is what it is. There's no real reason not to. Puberty blockers just allows a child to kind of freeze, allows their look to freeze, to stay in place. It gives them more time, essentially, to decide whether they want to go further with any medical transition. By not letting a child go on puberty blockers, somebody who is trans and will transition, by not letting them go on puberty blockers, you're essentially just making it harder for them to transition.
Yeah. Be careful who's educating your kids out there, and to say that. And be careful where you send your cell phone money every month too, as long as we're on the subject of putting your money where your morals are, which I brought up earlier. Did you know that AT&T owns CNN? Did you know that? Are you funding CNN every single month? Do you know that at T-Mobile, their CEO actually advised the Democrats on how to beat Trump? I won't even go into Verizon and all the things they're doing. And did you know that there is a actual patriotic wireless service out there? Same great 5G network as one of the big guys that shares your values. Your bill will go down drastically. My bill got cut in half. They have American workers, wonderful, pleasant customer service people who speak English. It's called Pure Talk. And it'll take you 10 minutes on the phone to switch. Go save a fortune and put your money where your morals are. Go. Dial #250. Say Jesse Kelly. That'll save you an additional 50% off your first month. All right? #250. Say Jesse Kelly. Switch to Pure Talk. All right? All right.
And now,
here's a headline.
By go, you know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Five Biden administration investigations. House Republicans plot to launch in 2023. Why can't I say this headline, Chris? I feel like, should I say I plot to launch is what I was trying to say. I think I messed up every word in the headline. I went to community college. Anyway, they plan a lot. They're going to do a lot of investigations. I'm not going to poo-poo it. It's good they're doing investigations. The question always comes, what's after the investigation? If the investigation is just a bunch of sound bites for House people and senators to send out fundraising emails, look how hard I was on Christopher Ray, then why should I care? Unless the investigations have teeth, have real teeth behind them, they mean nothing. We've watched Republicans time and time and time again investigate and do absolutely nothing whatsoever. In fact, Matt Gaetz actually summed it up pretty well here.
But we were threatened by my committee chairman to be on the Armed Services Committee, Mr. Rogers, that if we did not vote for Mr. McCarthy, we would be removed from committees. Our position is that if Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker of the House and we don't have an ability to ensure that there is oomph behind the agenda and energy behind our oversight, that the committee assignments don't mean that much anyway. I'm not here to participate in some puppet show where we pass a bunch of messaging bills, send them to the Senate, watch them die, fail to use leverage, and don't hold the Biden administration accountable. I don't want to relive the Benghazi experience where it's just theater pretending to be oversight. Right? We can do better than that, and that's our purpose today.
Not a bad point. Elon Musk teases Fauci files will be released this week on Twitter. Fauci is a very bad human being. And he's not only a bad human being, he's a bad human being that got very comfortable having the entire system in his pocket, so he never got exposed. But Fauci is going to be exposed, and it's going to make this guy look worse and worse and worse. And I still, for the life of me, will never understand why the country was simply turned over to this man 15 days to slow the spread. What an it. Jeez. New York lawmakers, now nation's highest paid after a 30% pay raise. You know what? I'm going to save that for tomorrow, as I have many, many thoughts on that. Sam Bankman-Fried pleads not guilty to fraud and other charges tied to FTX's collapse. Chris, do you know where they arrested Sam Bankman-Fried? The Bahamas. That's where I just went on vacation. What, Chris? I wasn't sure if you had made the connection so far. I just wanted to bring that up. Conservatives must embrace the progressive strategy of losing to win. This is my buddy Dave Marcus. He wrote this article. It's actually a fascinating concept to where if we lose enough seats here and lose enough seats there, in the end, we will actually have a better, stronger Republican Party that actually stands for something, the same way Democrats have now. He lays it out in the article how Obama got elected. They promptly lost all these seats in state houses and the House and Senate. And this many years later, the Democratic Party is full-blown communist. Just like that, they shedded all the weenies and they left all the communists there. That's what we need to do. We need to get rid of all the weenies. It's like a feminist rally. 15-week abortion ban goes into effect in Arizona. That's why you move to a red state. Let's hope Arizona can hang on to it with everything that's going on there. PolitiFact and their so-called COVID fact checker dragged in a brutal thread. Just remember, they checked out a fact checker because there's all these fact checkers out there. There are all those people saying, we debunked that. That's been debunked. Chris, remind me, I'm going to start using that term when I haven't debunked anything. As soon as I hear something I don't like, I'm going to be like, that's been debunked. Anyway, remember, none of these people are actually trained in anything but communist activism. They're not specializing in something. Oh, no, an expert debunked it. That doesn't happen. You know who is an expert in things? Me. I'm an expert in doing radio. I'm not. I'm actually a total amateur. But I am an expert in reading your emails. You can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Your love, your hate, your death threats, your Ask Dr. Jesse questions for Friday, which is coming. That's all.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, this is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media. I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for 30 minutes, I dive into three stories in Major League Baseball that I want to talk about, or I do a stat deep dive. Sometimes I create my own stats. It gets weird. It's now your go-to podcast for staying up to date and in the weeds with Major League Baseball. No topic is off limits or too small. Bad umpires, great pitcher-catcher duos, new rules, old rules, three things that I want to talk about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, everybody. It's Katie Couric. Have you heard about my newsletter called Body and Soul? It has everything you need to know about health and wellness, from skincare and serums to meditation and brain health. We've got you covered. And most importantly, it's information you can trust. everything is vetted by experts at the top of their field. Just sign up at katiecouric.com/bodyandsoul. That's KATIECOURIC.com/bodyandsoul. I promise you'll be happier and healthier if you do.
From tips for healthy living to the latest medical breakthroughs, WebMD's Health Discovered podcast keeps you up to date on today's most important health issues. Through in-depth conversations with experts from across the healthcare community, WebMD reveals how today's health news will impact your life tomorrow.
It's not that people don't know that exercise is healthy. It's just that people don't know why it's healthy. And we're struggling to try to help people help themselves and each other.
Listen to WebMD Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.